Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health when it comes to nutrition. We're making everybody's life better who comes to us and deals with us. We have all these naturopathic doctors and dietitians and clinical nutritionists that work with us to help advise you on what the best supplements are to fit the needs that you came in for, whether it's for yourself or your mate or your kids or your grandparent, whatever it is, we can help. Now, a couple of announcements. Thursday the 13th, December 13th, through Saturday, December 15th, I'm going to be in our store near Tampa, which is exciting for me. It's a beautiful mall. It's in Brandon, which is just a little bit below Tampa. It's in the Westfield Brandon Mall. The Westfield Brandon Mall. We have an Invite Health location. I'll be there this upcoming Thursday through Saturday. I'll spend the whole day there. And let me give you the phone number. 866-556-2593. 866-556-2593. And it's if you're coming through Dick's Sporting Goods in the mall, and you're looking at the Apple store, we're just to the left of the Apple store, about three storefronts. So I'll be there all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And okay. We have a supplement that really, truly helps with your cholesterol. It really does. It's called Sterols. And the way it works, you take it before a meal, and it blocks the absorption of cholesterol and saturated fat from your food, and that really helps. And your cholesterol levels go plummeting. They really do drop. Now, I could say that with great authority, because it's been studied in millions of people. The study started in the 1950s. It's absolutely safe for the general public. So a little tutorial on how cholesterol is absorbed. Cholesterol doesn't just magically pass through our liver or the lining of our intestines. It has to be carried through. It's carried through in these little bundles. They're called chylomicrons. What the sterols do is they sit in front of the chylomicron, and they prevent the cholesterol from entering it. The cholesterol is bouncing off. And where does the cholesterol go? Out with your poop. You lose the cholesterol when you go to the bathroom. Sterols are a plant fat. There's no cholesterol in vegetables. There's only cholesterol in humans and animals. There's only cholesterol in animals, in mammals. And this is a plant fat. It kind of looks like cholesterol. So it fools the intestines. And it bounces the cholesterol off these bundles. The cholesterol can't get carried into the bloodstream. And your cholesterol levels start to drop very quickly. Within the first week, they're dropping. By the second week, your LDL to HDL ratio is already improving. By the second week. Now, here's some people who believe what I say. You're going to be surprised. This is really part of a portfolio diet. In a portfolio diet, you eat a lot of healthy nuts like walnuts and pecans. You eat a lot of vegetables. You eat a lot of whole grains and fresh fruits. You eat some fish. What you don't eat a lot of is red meat. So it's really part of these diets. The doctors are not paying enough attention to diet and lifestyle to lower cholesterol. They depend too heavily on statin drugs because diet and lifestyle can really help lower your cholesterol. And that's important because a lot of people are okay on a low-dose statin, but the low-dose statin on its own fails to lower cholesterol to the levels doctor want to lower it to. It's not hitting their target goals. So what they do is they double the dosage of the statin, and then you start to have problems. You start to get fatigued, you lose your strength, you lose your endurance, you start to get muscle cramps. Maybe it's affecting your kidneys in some rare cases. By doing a better diet and exercise and adding the sterols, you won't need to go to a high dosage of a statin. You may not need a statin at all. So here's the Mayo Clinic. This is the Mayo Clinic. Sterols are substances found in plants that help block the absorption of cholesterol. Okay? Sterols are substances in plants that help block the absorption of cholesterol. Now, that's the Mayo Clinic saying this. Plant sterols can help reduce LDL cholesterol by more than 10%. Yeah, I've seen it drop 20, 30% with the sterols. Sterols were studied extensively as cholesterol-lowering agents starting in the 1950s. There you go. That's how long. And they've been literally studied. Probably more people have been studied with sterols than have been studied with statin drugs. That's the truth of the matter. And sterols work as dependably as statins. So here's the Cleveland Clinic. Here's what they say on their website, the Cleveland Clinic. Boost your cholesterol-lowering potential with sterols. Sterols are structurally similar to the body's cholesterol. When they are consumed, they compete with cholesterol for absorption in the digestive system. As a result, cholesterol absorption is blocked and blood cholesterol levels drop. As part of a, now this is still the Cleveland Clinic. As part of a healthy, as part of a heart healthy eating plan, consuming sterols in recommended quantities has been shown to lower total cholesterol by 10% and LDL bad cholesterol by 14%. The effectiveness of sterols is so strong that the national, now this is still the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic talking. The effectiveness of sterols is so strong that the National Cholesterol Education Program recommends people with high cholesterol consume 2 grams of sterols each day. The Food and Drug Administration has even approved a health claim on sterols, which states consuming at least 650 milligrams per serving of plant sterols eaten twice a day with meals for a total daily intake of at least 1,300 milligrams as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Now, let me tell you something. The FDA is super orthodox and extremely conservative with nutritional supplements. There's actually a little bit of a bias going on there. However, allowing me to make a claim on my bottle that taking my sterols and good lifestyle habits, like better eating habits and exercise, can reduce your risk of heart disease is like hitting a grand slam in the last inning of the World Series. That's what that is. Because heart disease is the biggest killer in the world. Now, the beauty of it is, they do not affect the absorption of good fats like fish oils or the olive oil fats or the avocado fats or the fats in walnuts or vitamin E or vitamin D or ubiquinol or any of the good fats. They interfere with the cholesterol absorption. So here's Harvard Medical School. Scientists have known since the early 1950s that sterols can lower cholesterol levels. Okay. Then they talk about these really big studies in the 1980s. Then they go, overall, results from studies suggest that eating 2 grams of plant sterols lowers LDL cholesterol up to 20%. And this could make a big difference. Lowering your LDL cholesterol by this amount could translate into a 25% lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Now, cardiovascular disease is all of the things that affect the heart. It could be high blood pressure. It could be coronary artery disease, blockage of blood flow in the heart. So it could be different things. So blocking all these things, helping prevent them from happening, I mean, that's unbelievable. And it goes on and on. Sloan Kettering, the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, NYU, Columbia University, Cornell, UCLA, the American Heart Association, the American Medical Association, the American Pharmaceutical Society, the American Nursing Association, they're all behind plant sterols for lowering cholesterol as part of a good plan of what we of a really good diet, of like the best diet you can ever have, which we call a portfolio diet, where you eat like a Mediterranean type of diet, and you're exercising and you take the sterols. It's part of that. So here's some of the letters. Here's Robert. This stuff absolutely works in lowering your cholesterol. There's two major things that cause heart attacks. They're not the only things. Sometimes a virus can cause a heart attack. Sometimes a drug can cause a heart attack. Okay? But the two major things that cause heart attacks, and they're pretty much split 50-50, one is high cholesterol, high bad cholesterol, and the other is inflammation in the heart. So the sterols lower the bad cholesterol. That's responsible for half of all heart attacks. And Columbia University came out and said, listen, for a lot of people, there's no need to increase the dosage of your statin drug because then you run into trouble. Instead, try adding the sterols to your statin, and that might really reach the target, the goal your doctor's trying to reach to help prevent repeat heart attacks or strokes. You could take the sterols alone, or you could take the sterols in with statin drugs. Here's Robert in Ramsey, New Jersey. I was able to lower my dose of Lipitor from 20 milligrams to 10 milligrams. The sterols kept my LDL cholesterol below 70 and my total cholesterol at 144, with HDL at 80 and my triglycerides at 50. The problem was he was getting side effects from the statins at the higher dosage. So he lowered the dosage, the doctor allowed it, he did the sterols, and it kept his cholesterol at his target level. Here's Mira in New York City. In the last 3 months, my LDL cholesterol dropped from 143 to 129. I'm taking two of your sterols a day at mealtime. Now I don't need statin drugs. In 9 months, my LDL cholesterol went down from 195 to 129. That's pretty darn good. Here's Flo. I've been taking your sterols, your fish oils, and your polycostal. Polycostal lowers inflammation in the heart for 6 months. My total cholesterol went from 230 down to 207. But my bad cholesterol, it's a better picture than you get from that. Because her good cholesterol went up 10 points. That's part of the total cholesterol figure. And her bad cholesterol went down 30 points. Okay, we'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Fight Health. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, so the sterols to help lower your cholesterol, they actually do. It's not just helping, they do lower your cholesterol. It's extremely dependable. How do I recommend taking them? If you want the best result, take one capsule with a glass of water 10 minutes before each and every meal. So if you have 3 meals a day, take a capsule with a glass of water 10 minutes before each meal, 3 times a day. And within the first week, your bad cholesterol is going down. Now, they found out several other things over the past several years on the sterols. The sterols are a fat taken out of vegetables. And our sterols are non-GMO. They're a really high-quality product. They're made in America 1,000,000%. The capsule, the oil, the sterols oil itself, they're all made in America. Here's what they found out in the past several years. Not only do sterols strongly lower bad cholesterol, but they modestly raise good cholesterol. They modestly raise good cholesterol. Is that perfect? No. In general, I've seen the good cholesterol go up 3 points to 10 points, depending on the client. 3 points to 10 points. But that's good. I mean, that could put you in a safe zone. If your good cholesterol is below 40, there's not enough of it to protect the heart from crust developing in there, from plaque building up in there that could trigger a stroke or a heart attack or an ischemic event. So raising the good cholesterol 3 or 4 points is very helpful for a lot of people. It puts them in a safety zone where their HDL is high enough to help protect their heart. But if it raises it 10 points, that's magnificent because the sterols have proven to be very, very safe for people to use. They've also found that sterols very modestly lower triglycerides by about 10 points. That's another kind of greasy fat that can clog arteries, also cause fatty liver disease, and trigger a stroke. So they're lowering two kind of greasy fats in your heart and in your blood, mostly bad cholesterol, but also to a degree triglycerides. And they're raising a really good beneficial cholesterol called HDL a little bit, but enough that it might make a significant difference. So they're doing more than just lowering bad cholesterol. But their ability to lower bad cholesterol is beyond dispute. It's real, it's beneficial, it's safe. Now, so our sterols are on special. Now, on Tuesday, I went into one of my stores. Now, before we go there, Sunday, Dr. Basista is at our store in West Nyack in the Palisade Center Mall. Dr. Basista is in the store this Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m. Let me give you the phone number there. It's in the Palisade Center Mall, about 2 or 3 miles in from the Mario Cuomo Bridge, the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's the Palisade Center Mall in West Nyack. I'll give you the phone number, 800-643-7810, 800-643-7810. And Thursday the 13th, I'm going to Florida if you want to meet me. I'll be in the stores all day long. I'll actually be broadcasting my radio programs from the stores. Thursday, December 13th to Saturday, December 15th, I'll be in our store near Tampa. It's in the Westfield Brandon Mall. I'll give you the phone number there, 866-556-2593, 866-556-2593. Here's their website, invitehealth.com/Brandon. Invitehealth.com/Brandon. So if you go into that mall, park near Dick's Sporting Goods or by the food court and by the Apple store, we're just to the left. If you're looking at the Apple store, we're just to the left of the Apple store, about 3 storefronts. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, generally from 11 until 5. But of course, if you want to come in later, just call me and I'll stay later. That's fine with me. I'm going to eat in the food court anyway. Actually, this food court is beautiful. It's a beautiful food court, I got to tell you. It's more gorgeous than a lot of the resorts. Okay, now, on Tuesday, I went to one of our Brooklyn stores, the one in Fort Greene on Myrtle Avenue. I had two different people come in telling me they're getting cramps in their legs when they're trying to sleep. One of them, pardon me, one of them, it's because he does a huge amount of walking. It's his job. I don't know. He checks meters. He's walking all over the place. He's on his feet all day long. So people who do a lot of standing and walking can get cramps in their legs at night. The lady, we don't know why she's getting leg cramps. She's got a good diet. She's getting her magnesium and her potassium because she's eating things like walnuts and she's eating her spinach and her salads and everything. She's eating her fish. So it's not her diet. She doesn't have a lung problem. She doesn't have a kidney problem. She doesn't have a heart problem. But she's getting cramps in her legs at night. Both of these people, I put on a product called Veins HX. It really works. It really works. I told a lady, you know, start stretching your legs a little bit. I told her, you know, there's certain websites where she could go to learn stretches to help prevent leg cramps. I know myself, when I do a huge amount of walking, once in a while I get a leg cramp at night when I'm trying to, and that, whoa, does that hurt? Holy smoke. But I also have a lot of people with venous insufficiency. So what's that all about? You know, when you get the swollen ankles and the swollen feet, that's venous insufficiency. So I'll explain what that is. The blood isn't flowing smoothly, and it's not being returned to the lungs and heart adequately. See, blood pressure takes place in the big blood vessels that carry oxygen-rich blood away from the heart to the body. So when the heart pumps, it's pumping oxygen, nutrition-rich blood. It's pumping it to the brain and your arm muscles and your legs, etc. There's blood pressure in those blood vessels. It's called arteries. And then the things like the iron and the oxygen and the calories leave the blood, and they go into the muscles and they go into the organs and they go into the tissues wherever they need it. They're needed. But then the blood has to fight gravity and be returned back to the lungs and heart. It has to go upwards from the legs. So to do that, there's no more blood pressure pushing it up. There's no pump pushing it up. There's flippers. They're called valves. And in a lot of people, the valves lose their strength, their resilience, their elasticity, their working capability, their tensile strength, if you took physics. They can't propel. They can't fight. They're not strong enough anymore to fight gravity and pump the blood back up to the heart. So the blood slows down. That's called venous stasis. It's part of something called venous insufficiency, insufficient blood flow. The blood slows down, venous stasis, and you start to get these, like, you get this swelling of, like, the calves and the ankles and the feet. In fact, some people can actually stick their finger in it and leave an impression. They can actually stick their finger in it and leave an impression. That's called edema. Edema when you get that kind of swelling. And when you can put your finger in it, kind of like a pin. I mean, that's pretty. So what happens, the blood flow, it fools the body. He thinks there's an injury, and the blood vessel walls so that you can leave healing nutrients and immune cells to fight infections, to heal a wound. So all the clear liquids are leaking out of your bloodstream, and they're going into the surrounding tissues, and your feet swell. We have an antidote for it. It's called Veins HX. And when you take the Veins HX, they improve the integrity of the blood vessel walls. They help restore the integrity of the blood vessel walls themselves, their resilience, their strength. And they restore the strength of the flippers in your arteries. That's horse chestnut doing that. And then the flippers can flip the blood back up to the lungs and the heart. So circulation improves. That's good because that lowers the risk of a blood clot, an abnormal blood clot inside your legs. If the blood is flowing smoothly, there's a lower chance of the blood changing its hemodynamics and thickening and creating a clot. So the blood flow is getting restored back to the lungs and heart, and you'll see over the course of 2 or 3 days that the swelling of the feet and the calves and the ankles goes back towards normal. And it's mostly based on this horse chestnut seed extract. Now, if you've ever heard of the Cochrane Review, the Cochrane Systematic Review is incredibly orthodox, incredibly conservative, and very unfriendly to nutrition. So when they give the green light to a nutrient, it's like a miracle, really. And it's extremely dependable. So they pick different research institutions to research different things. They'll research like laser therapy for the skin. They'll research different treatments for prostate cancer and cancer. They research drugs. They research surgeries. They research diets. But they also research supplements. They absolutely gave their blessing to the horse chestnut seed extract. Here's what they said. Here it is, Cochrane Review. Overall, there was an improvement in chronic venous insufficiency-related signs and symptoms with horse chestnut seed extract compared with placebo. Leg pain was assessed in 7 placebo-controlled trials, a significant reduction of leg pain. Now, when they say significant is an abused term. If it's significant and something that's rare, it doesn't amount to something. But when it's significant and something that's common, it really means something. So pain was clinically relevantly reduced. People had less pain. So it was way beyond the term significant. They had a significant reduction of leg pain in the horse chestnut seed extract group compared with the placebo group, with a statistically significant improvement compared with baseline. So in other words, when they went on the horse chestnut, the swelling went away, the pressure on their legs went away, all the fluid was draining out, and the pain went away. That's what that means. Leg volume was assessed in 7 placebo-controlled human clinical trials. It really worked. And horse chestnut seed extract was as effective. Listen to this. This is the Cochrane Review, okay? Horse chestnut seed extract may be as effective as treatment with compression stockings. You know those support hose? Those ugly dark stockings that squeeze your legs? They're saying the horse chestnut seed extract on its own basically worked as well as those compression stockings. You know, the support hose. And in fact, it really helps with the pain and the swelling without having to wear those stockings. Now, of course, if you wear the stockings, that's extra benefit for somebody with a really bad problem. So they also looked at post-thrombotic syndrome. This is the University of Edinburgh. It's over in a... Once again, it's Cochrane, a very orthodox, extremely conservative, unfriendly to nutrition review. Okay, and doctors depend on the Cochrane Review. Like if the Cochrane Review comes up and says a drug doesn't work and it's dangerous, a lot of doctors will back off using a drug. If the Cochrane Review says a particular surgery really works well, doctors will look further into that particular surgery. So when there's a Cochrane Review, it really means something. Cochrane, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. You could go on their database and look things up. So let me tell you what post-thrombotic syndrome is. When you get a blood clot in your leg, it doesn't always dissolve, and it becomes part of the tissues. And your legs swell, and you have a lot of pain, and the tissues near the blood clot, they harden. The tissue hardens. And the skin can change color. Like the skin sometimes becomes reddish or purplish. And about a third of people with, it's called deep vein thrombosis. It's actually quite dangerous. In deep vein thrombosis, you get a blood clot in the veins in your legs. And if it's near your pelvis, it can actually escape and shoot up into your lungs. It'll go through your heart and go into your lungs, and it causes a pulmonary embolism. Some people will just have trouble breathing, and they'll be coughing, and they'll have pain. Other people will die from it. So these are people with deep vein thrombosis. They develop post-thrombotic syndrome where the clot never moved and the clot became part and parcel of their veins. And now they have swelling and the tissue stiffened and they have a lot of pain. And when they gave them horse chestnut, it cleared it up. When they gave them horse chestnut, it was clearing up post-thrombotic syndrome. So we know it works and we know it's safe. I mean, the Cochrane Review is saying it's safe. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about Veins HX. Who exactly is it good for? Well, if you have swollen legs, it's probably good for you. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. 8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay. Veins HX helps restore good circulation in your legs, but it's not just in your legs. It's also to your sex organs. It's also to your arms. If you have poor circulation in your arms, like that happens to a lot of diabetics and smokers, they get tingling in their hands and numbness. It also improves circulation to your brain. In fact, I give it to people with an overactive thyroid to protect their eyeballs. People with an overactive thyroid, it puts pressure on the eyes and the eyes swell. The veins HX, because of their effects on blood vessels and circulation, prevents the eyes from swelling. So that's a rather obscure usage, I would say. I mean, we don't get very many people with an overactive thyroid. It's usually an underactive thyroid. Now, so Veins HX can help with circulation to the arms and legs if you have like Berger's disease or Raynaud's syndrome or Raynaud's phenomenon. It can help with the circulation. If you're a smoker or an alcoholic or I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore. You're supposed to say if you abuse alcohol. Well, okay. If you abuse alcohol or you smoke or you have poor circulation from diabetes, all of those people, it'll help their circulation. And when you help the circulation in a smoker or somebody who abuses alcohol or a diabetic, you help prevent an amputation. And I would call that a really good thing. It's really fantastic for people who get swollen feet and swollen calves and swollen ankles, regardless of the cause. Sometimes that happens if you sit all day. Sometimes that happens if you stand all day. Sometimes that happens if you have poor circulation or a problem with your heart or your lungs. It helps with swollen blood vessels. So that could be a hemorrhoid. A hemorrhoid is a swollen blood vessel. Or it could be a varicose seal in a man's testicle. Or it could be a varicose vein on the leg. It'll help with the swelling. And if you're getting broken blood vessels on the skin, it'll help reverse that too. We call it spider veins because it looks like a spider web. It's very common in women after menopause. It's very common in chubby men. And the other thing is, it's great for leg cramps. If you're getting leg cramps at night, this stuff is fantastic. Let me read you a couple of letters. And it's really safe. You take one tablet twice a day with meals. So our sterols is on special to lower your cholesterol safely. It really absolutely works. You take one capsule with a glass of water 10 minutes before each meal. And the Veins HX, if you're getting swollen legs or broken blood vessels or varicose veins or hemorrhoids, or you're getting leg cramps at night, it really improves circulation to the legs. Here's Wayne, who sent me this letter recently. Just to let you know, the Veins HX has helped tremendously after only a couple of weeks. I used to have the entire leg from my knee down to my foot swollen with pitting. In other words, you could stick his finger in the swelling and leave a fingerprint. That's not good. And now I only have a little bit of swelling right around my ankles at the top of my socks. So that's a big difference. And here's another one. This is Claire in Amityville. Veins HX helped me with my hemorrhoids. It considerably helped. This stuff really helped. Okay, it really works. Okay, great. So she said it helped. But I'm glad she didn't get very descriptive. I can't read you. I have four letters on hemorrhoids, but I can't read you them because it's not something you want to hear. Here's Adrian in Huntington. I suffer from achy, tired legs, especially during the hot summer months. Veins HX has helped me considerably, and I intend to continue with your wonderful product. Here's Dennis. About 3 weeks ago, I received your Veins HX for Charlie horse cramps. The Veins HX on their own have just about done the trick, but I'm only taking one a day. The difference was immediate and significant. 3 weeks is probably a good enough time frame. The one day I did not take it, I had a cramp. So clearly, your product is working. As before I took it, I had severe painful muscle cramps, and some morning, multiple times I had these cramps. Now I'm taking your Veins HX twice a day. And now my feet aren't curling up either. Okay, so the guy was getting cramps with his toes curling up. Okay, here's Grace in West Hempstead. I have varicose veins. One in particular was very bad, literally bulging. Now that I'm taking your Veins HX, I can see them shrinking before my eyes. It's such a relief because they look so awful in a bathing suit. Here's Margot. I'm 70 years old. Every so often my legs display what I thought to be restless leg syndrome. That's those cramps you get when you're trying to sleep. As soon as I took your Veins HX, the symptoms completely disappeared and reappeared. Here's another report. Cramps in my night, and I tried HX formula and within a couple of weeks. Okay, here's another one. Susie in Astoria. I had been experiencing pins and needle sensations and pain in my legs and feet. The pain would be so bad it would wake me up during the night, and I would have to massage and elevate my legs so I could get back to sleep. Naeem, your 72nd Street store located, 72nd Street store location, suggested I try your Veins HX. After about a month, I no longer have this problem. Thank you. Okay, I got a whole bunch more. Same kind of deal. So Stairwells is on special to lower your cholesterol. It significantly lowers it, and it's very safe. And you can take it alone or add it to your statin drugs, depending on how far you have to push your cholesterol down. I mean, diabetics have to pay, or people who've had a heart attack or stroke have to push their cholesterol down more than the general public. And for the cholesterol doctors, there's no such thing as it being too low. I mean, I've seen people come in where their cholesterol was so low, people starving would not have cholesterol that low. So I think that there should be some level where doctors stop lowering cholesterol, because you need cholesterol for your brain. You can't heal your brain cells without cholesterol. And you need cholesterol for your muscles and your nerves. So, I mean, there has to be some level. In fact, about 25% of statin users can't use statins because it affects their muscles and nerves, or it affects their brain. And that's a big figure. And a lot of doctors are in denial. It's a real thing. The statin intolerance is real. It's real. Now, so we have the steroids. You can use them alone or you can use them with statins. It depends on how low you want to get your cholesterol. We've seen people on the steroids lower their bad cholesterol 30 or 40 points just using the steroids. It starts to lower them within a week, and it gets better and better and better over the, you know, the first 3 to 4 months. And after that, you kind of hit a level where it stays. It probably won't lower it any more than it has, but it could be a significant reduction and a safe reduction, because the steroids don't block the absorption of fatty soluble vitamins and fatty soluble nutrients like fish oils and vitamin D, and won't interfere with that. Now, Veins HX for swollen legs and hemorrhoids and leg cramps at night, very effective. Cartilage HX. I love this stuff. I love this stuff for people with arthritic knees. I just turned my favorite rheumatologist onto it. A guy named Steven Bernstein in Manhattan. He is like an unbelievable rheumatologist. He really spends time with you. He really cares. He'll call you up and say, listen, I need to talk to you. I mean, he knows all the other great doctors. He's really good. He lectures on rheumatology at NYU Medical School. I think it's every Wednesday night or Thursday night. I mean, that's competence. The guy's competent and he cares. He's like an old-fashioned doctor with today's knowledge and today's technology. You can't get a better match than that. The guy knows his stuff. I only see the best of the best doctors. I mean, my tastes in medicine are simple. The best of the best. That's why I take Invite supplements, the best of the best. Now, so he's taking the cartilage HX. I showed him the studies from Harvard Medical School. I showed him the review from a Case Western Reserve. The first study I saw on cartilage HX was about, it was done in Harvard Medical School. They did a series of studies on people with a really serious, nasty arthritis called rheumatoid arthritis. And rheumatoid arthritis, your immune system is attacking your own joints and destroying them. So it's a very dangerous disease, because in some people it'll attack the heart and the kidneys. It's an autoimmune disease, so it's unpredictable. So you really want it under control. So there's different levels of drugs they use to treat this disease. Like sometimes you get the NSAIDs you could buy in a gas station like Advil and Aleve. And some people, that's enough. Problem with Advil and Aleve, if you use them for too long, they have some serious consequences. Read the insert. You'll see there's a black box warning. That's the highest level of warning from the FDA. In any event, so you're not supposed to use those drugs forever. Then there's a little bit more serious drugs like methotrexate with folic acid or Plaquenil. Or orothioglucose. And then there's a third level of really serious drugs, Humira and Reclast, monoclonal antibodies, TNF-alpha inhibitors. They're very powerful. and they have consequences. But if you have an autoimmune disease attacking your kidneys and your heart, you don't have a choice. The drugs are a lot safer than the disease. I mean, come on. It's always risk versus benefit with a powerful drug. It's always risk versus benefit. So the cartilage HX was used in people with rheumatoid arthritis who had a serious amount of damage to their joints and serious pain. And it was really improving their disease state. It was driving a lot of them into remission. Remission means the disease is inactive. The symptoms are gone. The disease is not destroying your joints. You're not in pain. You're not losing more mobility. You're not losing your independence. So when I saw the Harvard studies, there were several of them, and then I saw the review from Creighton University Medical Center. That's over in Omaha. It was published in the International Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. I said, this stuff is real. But then they started doing studies on the everyday type of arthritis, osteoarthritis. And it worked. It worked. Here's how Harvard believes it works. The cartilage HX is a decoy. It pulls the immune system away from the joints, which means it could be used in any kind of arthritis. Lupus arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, and the one that everybody has, or the most common one, I should say, not everybody has it, called osteoarthritis. They found that the sooner you get on the cartilage HX ingredient, which is called UC2, it's collagen from chicken, from non-GMO chicken. It's collagen for non-GMO chicken raised in America. It's the same thing they inject into your knee if you have bone-on-bone arthritis to give you a substitute joint that lasts about 6 months. People with bone-on-bone, they're in excruciating pain. Their bones are grinding together. They don't have a joint separating their bones and cushioning their bones and lubricating their bones anymore. And their bones are rubbing together and smashing together when they're walking. And they have like little chips in there, like little pieces of glass and sand. They're in terrible pain. And that's bad. Once you get bone-on-bone, you pretty much really have to go for knee replacement surgery. Because otherwise, you can't be active. If you're not active, you're going to get depressed. You're going to get overweight. You're going to develop diabetes. I mean, it's just not good. You need the activity. You need to get outside. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickin, Fight Home. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Cartilage HX is the stuff that they inject into your knee when it's bone-on-bone arthritis, when your bones are grinding together and you can't even walk anymore. You're in such a pain, a world of hurt. But they found out if you swallow it, it works too. And according to research from the University of California, Davis, their Center for Musculoskeletal Health, the sooner you get on the cartilage HX, the quicker you're going to prevent worsening degeneration of your joint. The cartilage in your joint is this slippery stuff. It prevents your bones from banging together, and it lets them glide over each other smoothly where they meet, you know, in your knee and your hip, etc. And in arthritis, the cartilage is breaking down and it's uncovering bone. The bone is starting to rub on the other bone, and that's not good because there's a lot of friction and a lot of stop and go, and the bone's breaking down. Literally, the ends of the bones are getting destroyed. That's why when they do knee replacement surgery, they're not just replacing a joint. They're fixing the end of your bones. They're cutting off damaged bone. And then they cap that fake knee over the what's remaining of the bone. So the cartilage HX has been shown to stop the arthritis damage in its tracks and prevent it from getting worse and worse. So obviously, if you have the start of arthritis, it's newly diagnosed. You get on the cartilage HX now, it's not going to go into worsening and worsening and worsening arthritis. It'll keep it where it is. The thing is, it pulls the pain away very quickly. And people with severe pain, with severe arthritis, people I never thought I could help sometimes. People have been using a cane for 3, 4, 5 years. It's taken 2 full months to really reach its peak. But its peak is sublime. It's fantastic. It's really effective. It's not that they're not getting relief earlier than that. They are. There's a trajectory, a really good improvement. So in the first week or two, they are getting an improvement in the pain. But it's not there yet. And over the course of the first month, it gets better and better. And then over the second month, it really hits the ground running. And I've seen people who've been using canes, who have terrible times getting out of chairs with arthritic knees, really do well on the supplement, which is surprising. I actually had a person claim they had bone-on-bone arthritis that improved on the supplement, which actually is hard to believe. But I saw them walking. I saw their report from the orthopedic doctor. So, I mean, I saw it. It's great. For me, I've been on it now over 3 years. I haven't had a lick of pain since the first month on it. The first week it was getting better. The second week better yet. By the first month, I had zero pain. I mean, it's unbelievable because I have arthritis in my left knee from a bunch of accidents, like boating accidents, etc. You know, kayaking, that kind of thing. Running, hitting my knee. So the cartilage HX is on special. The beauty of it, it's a tiny capsule. It has GRAS certification from the FDA, recognized as safe for you to use. It's 1,000,000% made in America. It's actually made in Arkansas. There's a lot of human studies showing it's safe and it works. It's safe and it works. You take one little capsule every day with your breakfast. The pain vanishes, and it's preventing your knee from getting worse and worse. You could use it alone, or you could use it with anything else you're using for your knee. But I'm telling you, it has a great ability to help you. Beyond that, what else? I mean, that's it. I'm going to stop right there. I didn't leave myself enough time to talk about the last two supplements that are on special. So cartilage HX for your knee pain. You simply take one capsule every morning with your breakfast, and you'll see an improvement over the first week. Better yet, by the second week. By the first month, a lot of you will really be totally, like, comfortable. It'll help stiffness. It'll help pain. It'll help swelling if there's swelling. And your range of motion, how much you could bend your knee without pain or your hip, it really has an impressive effect. For some people, it's going to take 2 months. People with more severe issues. Now, the other thing is, if you've had shots of this stuff into your knee, taking the capsule will help the shot work better and for a longer time. That's what the research shows. If you've had shots of hyaluronic acid into your knee, taking the cartilage HX will help it work better and for a longer time. It'll stabilize that knee for a longer time. I've actually had people telling me that their knee slips out of place, and when they went on the cartilage HX, the knee stabilized and stopped slipping out of place, and their pain went away, totally. So Veins HX is on special. One tablet twice a day with breakfast and dinner. Great for hemorrhoids. Great for swollen feet and swollen calves. Great for circulation to the arms and legs. Whether it's a problem with circulation because you have high cholesterol or you're a smoker or you're a diabetic, it doesn't matter. It helps. Great for leg cramps at night, varicose veins, spider veins. It really is very helpful. Veins HX is on special. It's very safe. Cartilage HX, one little capsule in the morning helps reduce your joint pain significantly. I mean, really, clinically important improvements. I mean, you'll be out there in the golf course again, or maybe on the dance floor. Like, I don't have time, but I like to dance with my wife. I'm in about my way. Sterols lower your cholesterol. Absolutely brilliant at doing it. It's very safe. You could take it alone. You could take it with your statins. You could take it with your PSK injections to raise your HDL, to lower your cholesterol. The last thing on special is something you need to put back into your brain if you're older or if you have ADHD. Adults and children with ADHD don't use it properly, and if you give them extra, they do really well. It's called phosphatidylserine. So people with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, they don't use these phospholipids effectively, and that kind of like confuses their brain function. Their brain doesn't work effectively and efficiently. When you give them the phosphatidylserine and you have them eat fish 2, 3, 4 times a week, their improvement in their brain function is pretty miraculous, actually. It's also great if you're really stressed out and anxious. Like, I give it to students who are nervous about taking tests, and they could focus better, and they're less stressed out, and they do better academically, whether they're going to Yale or Harvard or City College, it doesn't matter. But the number one use is replacing the phosphatidylserine that's decreasing, that's declining in concentration in the brain of aging people. When you hit your 50s, phosphatide levels start to decline in the brain. We don't know why. We don't know why. We know it's real. Fish oil levels drop, lutein levels drop, zinc levels drop, and phosphatide levels drop. You have to put those four things back into your brain when you're older. You have to put the lutein back into your brain. You have to put the fish oils back into your brain. You have to put the zinc back into your brain. You have to put the phosphatides back into your brain. And they also, by the way, work in your eyes. Phosphatides, it's called phosphatidylserine. You could abbreviate it PS. P as in Peter, S as in Sam, like postscript, PS. Okay, my employees will know what you're talking about. It's fantastic for the brain. You take 3 capsules every morning with breakfast, and the studies show you regain about 15 years worth of memory that you had lost because you're aging. Now, listen, they've studied it in Alzheimer's patients, and it helped them. It took a lot longer for them to lose their memory. It really slowed down the loss of memory in people with Alzheimer's disease. There's a bunch of studies showing this. They're like New Zealand, Italy, Japan, Israel, States, England. I mean, they're dependable research. Dependable. It's not fake research. It's real research. And people with Alzheimer's, when you give them phosphatidylserine, it slows down the decay of their memory and their brain. Why? Because phosphatides and the PS, the phosphatidylserine, they create glycerophospholipids that prevent your brain from dying, prevent your brain cells from decaying, prevent the brain cell structure from breaking down. In Alzheimer's disease, there's actually a decay of the brain cell. The phosphatidylserine is needed to support the structure of the brain cell. So that's one thing they're doing. But they also allow you to release the correct transmitter, the correct neurotransmitter at the correct time. Your brain is electrochemical. It allows that to function. So your brain cells can communicate information to you. I am going to Tampa Thursday, the 13th of December, until Saturday, the 15th of December, to our Westfield Brandon Mall. So come by and see me. I'll announce it throughout the week. Thanks for listening. God bless. Talk to you again. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.